Elon Musk is not a scientist. He is not an engineer. He is a billionaire con man with a lot of money.
AOC seems to think that Musk speaks outside of his scientific expertise. I am a scientist. Let's listen to Musk's thoughts on vaccines for children on Joe Rogan.
I'm overall pro-vaccine, meaning like we think we should have some reasonable number of vaccines against major ailments. But I don't think...
I'm pro-vaccine, but...
But I don't think we should be like jamming some, you know, little kid with like a giant vial that's like
hepatitis B.
Yeah, 20 different things at a time. It's like it's going to overload your. It seems like there's a risk of overloading your immune system if you. I mean, there's like how many vaccines can you take at a time? It seems like your system's, there's like some risk of system overload here.
From birth, you are constantly exposed to microbes. With every bite of food, we're talking up to hundreds of thousands to millions of microbes, which is fine and normal. And not many people know this, but your intestinal lining has special immune cells that constantly take samples of those microbes and then secrete antibodies into your gut to regulate your gut microbiome. It's basically like they're being vaccinated against thousands of different organisms every single day. One paper estimated that based on the number of immune cells in just 1 milliliter of blood, a baby could develop robust responses to at least 10,000 simultaneous vaccines. And that was from just 1 mL of blood. It's like worrying that spritzing your child with water will get them wet, but your child is currently snorkeling 3 feet under the ocean. So it turns out Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is 100% correct. Musk is helplessly uninformed and spreading damaging hesitation. But why then are vaccines given at different times in the first place? The immune system responds differently to different types of vaccines, like inactivated versus live vaccines, at different stages of development. Pay attention to one example, the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, which contains live attenuated viruses that grow a little bit in the body, but they're not able to cause full disease. When you're pregnant, you pass your antibodies through the placenta to your baby, including antibodies that would blast the f*** out of measles. So what would happen then if the MMR vaccine was given to a young child who still had lots of antibodies left over from mom? Mom's antibodies would just clear the viruses very quickly, and so the baby's own immune cells wouldn't really have to do very much, which would mean they would form less of their own response. That's not a safety risk, but it means the baby would build less protection. One study compared babies' antibody responses to MMR vaccines given at 9, 12, or 15 months of age, finding 87, 95, and 97% rates of anti-measles antibody production, respectively. That's part of why the official recommendation is to receive the first MMR dose at around age 12 to 15 months, even though realistically, many children would form some antibodies earlier than that. And in special circumstances, it can be given earlier. It turns out there are real data behind vaccine schedule recommendations, and sometimes those data run contrary to the intuition of podcasters, influencers, and uninformed billionaires.
These are people's lives that are on the line, and we cannot laugh them away.